Damien Fashani here from DC Comics News. We have Sean Mayer, who voices Nightwing as part of the DC Universe. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Here at Supernova.
Yeah.
Sean, just to kick things off and introduce yourself to our fans, would you mind giving us a short bio on your career to date?
Oh gosh, to date?
Just a compact one, if
well,
you will.
Let's see. I've had, goodness gracious, a compact bio. Well, I guess I would probably best be known for Firefly, where I did the role of Simon Tam, and then the following movie, Serenity. Before that, I did a number of series with Fox. That was my last series with Fox for a little while. I had a deal with them shortly after graduating school, and after Firefly, I did other pilots and series, Playboy Club, and a movie called Brian Song, played Brian Piccolo, and then I just did the film adaptation Much Ado About Nothing. I did a few, Arrow. This is not compact. This is hard.
It's not compact, but that's okay. It's all good stuff. It's fine.
I'm trying to do the highlights. And then just recently, Nightwing. I've been voicing Nightwing for Warner Brothers DC Universe.
And that's a great segue into the DC Universe.
Yeah.
So you voiced the iconic character Nightwing.
Yeah.
Can you share with us how that opportunity came about?
It actually was just an email. Andrea Romano, who's an incredible voice director, she was a huge Firefly fan, and she reached out to me. I was virtually introduced to her from a mutual friend, and I didn't hear from her for a long time, and then she reached out to me, and she said, you know, sorry it's been so long, but I really wanted to wait until I had a great role for you. You know, do you want to come and do this? And I actually wasn't 100% sure who Nightwing was. You know,
right.
I remember Dick Grayson, and I was okay there, but I sort of had to do my own research and figure out sort of as much as I could Nightwing without getting too exposed, because I kind of wanted to, you know, give a fresh take on it. I didn't realize the scope of who he was until we screened the first movie I did down at WonderCon in Anaheim, which is like a huge, and I think we watched it with like 3,000 fans or something. And before I spoke, there was the image of Nightwing on the screen, and the fans just went nuts, and it was pretty remarkable. And now that I've done more, I think I've done five now, and I feel like I've been getting to know him, and I just think he's one of the coolest superheroes. You know, I used to wonder, like, oh, which superhero would I want to be? And now it's just like Nightwing. Like, just Nightwing. I want to be Nightwing.
So you were talking about before doing some research on the character and learning about the character. Is there something that you can recall, I guess, that intrigued you about the character? Or what were some of the things that you specifically looked at when you were doing that research?
I drew from the script that I was given. I really was drawn to sort of the dynamics between him and Batman, and then him and Damian. And I loved sort of that, like, kind of dysfunctional big brother paternal trio that was going on, and I loved, again, also how he kind of reluctantly was such a guide for Damian and had so much in common with him, and actually I just sort of got the sense that he just didn't really want to do what he was doing. There was just so much to him that was like, as an actor, it was so much fun to explore. In terms of like other research, I just, you know, they didn't really tell me much. I just had an image of him in the booth when I was recording, which I wasn't allowed to take with me, even though I begged them. But apparently they would have had to kill me if I took it, so I left it.
Can you take us through some of the things you do or you did to prepare for the role, as far as before you get into the booth
and then you
voice and you look at the script?
Yeah.
Do you have a process that you go through or anything like that?
I think because I'm only going on the voice, I think for me, I come at it in a much more physical way than when I'm doing theatrical work. Because for me, if it's not resonating, if the voice isn't resonating in my body, I'm not really connected to it, so I just do a lot of, you know, physical warm-ups, and, you know, in between takes I'm doing all sorts of goofy, crazy stuff to just, you know, just to keep my body open
and get into it
and resonate a lot of sort of squats and deep breathing. there's no camera, so you can, you know, do whatever you want.
Do what you want.
Shake your pelvis and, you know, like rub your jaw and just make sure, you know, everything's really resonating, because it's just kind of the voice that is the only thing that you're using to tell the story.
Out of all the animated movies you've done with voicing Nightwing, do you have a favorite one?
Bad Blood?
Yeah, one of the most recent ones.
Yeah, I think because it's funny, when I'm asked about my work, there's work I like because I like what I saw when it was done, or work I like because I love when I was doing it, and this was sort of one of those where I was the first movie that I thought they weren't going to fire me. Like, the first two movies, I was sure I was going to be fired because I was never done voice work before. I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why they gave me this role. This is so crazy. And then they asked me back a second time. I'm like, they're clearly high. I'm going to be fired. And then the third movie, I was like, oh, I'm kind of might know what I'm doing.
You are Nightwing.
And then
that's it.
You know, and then the script was like, you know, Nightwing had so much to do. That was so fantastic and a lot of humor. So I think I was finally a little more comfortable with doing the voice work, and then the script was so much fun, so I had such a great time recording it, and then when I watched it, it was just fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Any future projects coming up from a DC perspective?
Oh, not from the DC perspective.
Okay.
A few films coming. Yep. Yeah. I shot a few films last year that are in post, or one's being released this year, and then the other two are in post.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then I hope to do more Nightwing. You know, whenever they call me, I'm always, you know, happy to go back and do it. It's so fun.
So one final question. Yeah. I guess, like we said before, Nightwing is such an iconic character in the DC universe. I think animated film for Warner Brothers and DC is such a big market now, and fans are drawn to that market. What does it mean to you to basically be Nightwing? Does it mean something to you? How does it resonate with you now that you're such a part? I guess you're a part of the DC universe.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's kind of like a, you know, I feel like a little kid again. You know, getting to play a superhero, and I think now, like I said, sort of being able to screen it with the fans. So I've seen now three movies with the fans. And just to sort of see that reaction and then interaction with the Q&As. And I feel so grateful to be a part of, you know, like you said, iconic. You know, it's great.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time and talking to us.
Yeah.
We think you've done a great job.
Oh, thank you.
And so we hope to see more of you as Nightwing in the future.
Yeah, me too. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much for
that. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Good.
Are we able to talk?